Being a parent of a child with special needs comes with special challenges, emotional, financial, and spiritual. They have more hospital visits, face more sleepless nights, and carry more unspoken fears than most of us will ever realize. And yet, they also often experience more joy, more laughter, and deeper moments of love. At CCV, we've made it a priority to support families with special needs because we believe every person is made in the image of God. That includes every diagnosis, every delay, every difference. Sometimes our greatest gifts come disguised as great challenges. What do you do when life takes a surprise turn? James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4 tells us, "Consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance." Life is difficult for all of us. It doesn't matter what your Instagram feed looks like or how many square feet you live in. Life will press in. Our children stretch us in ways we didn't know we could stretch. They test our patience, our resolve, and our character. But here's the gift. In all the chaos, we get a clearer picture of how God loves us. In our mess, our meltdowns, and our tantrums, where we often see obstacles, God sees opportunities. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, "We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him." That doesn't mean life is easy. It means it's being chiseled into a masterwork of redemption. The key to getting through it is to be present in it. Are you present with the people you love? Or are you just near them, distracted by the noise or numbed by the stress? God doesn't ask you to fix everything. He asks you to be present. In fact, one of God's names in the Bible is Emmanuel, which means God with us. Not above us, not distant from us, with us. Maybe your kid doesn't need a perfect parent. Maybe your spouse doesn't need the right words. Maybe your friend doesn't need another solution. Maybe they just need you. One of those times when you feel like nothing is going right and you're not enough. Hang in there, because sometimes the most sacred thing you can do is just stay in the room. Reality could be overwhelming, like we're failing at life. Have you ever felt like you can't do anything right? You are not a bad person. You are not a failure. We're all broken. In our brokenness is our beauty. Don't give up in the valley of exhaustion, because there's no deep joy without deep challenges. The greater the cost, the greater the reward, the deeper the pain, the sweeter the healing. Jesus said, "Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed, but if it dies, it produces many seeds." John chapter 12, verse 24. In other words, growth comes through brokenness. In times of crisis, we need community. Not just friends who send emojis or family who pop in and out. We need real people who will sit in the mess with us. Who do you have that will carry you to Jesus when you can't find him in the dark? The church is designed to be that kind of community. It's not just programs, not just weekend services, but real, meaningful relationships to walk with you through the worst life throws at you. We crave that for you. We crave that for your family. All of us need community, especially when life crashes in. There are times when you feel angry with God. There are times when you'll wonder where he is. But just because you can't see him doesn't mean he isn't with you. Psalm 34, verse 18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted." Sometimes he shows up through the people sitting right next to you. Look around. Seriously, right now, look around the room that you're in. These are your people. This is your church. And this moment right here might be your turning point. Your deepest valley is a bypass, not a dead end. This is not the end of your story. It's the beginning of your healing. That's why the Bible says we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame. Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 5. Even if you've given up on God, He's not given up on you. He's ready to write a different ending to your story. Maybe you've been trying to fix your brokenness all by yourself. Perhaps your version of the pigsty is a secret you're too scared to even say out loud. But please, hear this. Your mistakes don't define you. How you heal does. Psalm 147, verse 3 says, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." God isn't waiting for you to get it all together. He's waiting for you to come home. Sometimes our failures aren't just the bad things we do, but the pain we carry and never ask for help for. What if your first step toward healing is admitting your need? What if it's time to stop pretending you're okay and start believing that God can restore what's been broken? It doesn't matter what's in your past. It doesn't even matter what mess you're in now. What matters is your next step toward your future. So take it. Begin your healing. Don't let your brokenness be the final word. Let grace write the next chapter. If we're faithful to our own healing, we wind up seeing what others already see in us. What if the thing that makes you feel like an outsider is the very thing God wants to use? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 reminds us, we are God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. You're not a mistake. You're a masterpiece. And when you begin to heal, you'll see the wonder, the joy, the light that others already see in you. Can you see it?